Hi, this is Todd from Propagandy.
And this is Sue Lynn.
And you're checking out The Grind with
Stacy Steele
on
Punk Rock Radio.
What's going on? This is Chris, and you have loaded up the first grind of 2016. Thanks for tuning in to volume 176 of the show. It has been some time, I'll admit, and for that, I apologize. Day-to-day life and work shit getting in the way of things, as life and work shit always does. But that aside, you are in for a fucking treat today. We've got a streamlined episode for you, just one interview, but unless you were kidnapped off the street, thrown in a van, and taken to a remote location, tied down, clockwork Orange style for some re-education via punk rock podcast, then you are well in the know already, and you will not be surprised that we are dealing with Propagandy in this volume of The Grind. Last month, the prolific Canadian outfit hit stages again in this great country to properly introduce their newest addition to the band to the Canadian masses. On the 11th, they stopped in Calgary and put on what I was told was a killer set, along with support from legendary punk rock hometown heroes Belvedere. Stacy ended up catching up with Todd and Sue Lynn in a hotel lobby. So amongst the interview, you can enjoy some fantastic hotel lobby muzak, and the interview even briefly gets interrupted by a janitor who must be a huge fan of the band's earlier Fat Wreck release as he tries to clean everything during the chat. Big shout out to our friend, my friend, probably your friend as well, from For the Love of Punk and a longtime dangscene.com writer, Lauren Mills. Thanks again for helping set up this interview for us. Before we settle into Stacy's interview feature with Propagandy, I've got a track loaded up from Calgary's The Atavans, who have recorded a cover of Another Way for the upcoming Teenage Bottle Rocket tribute album. Rip Brandon, what else can I say? Here we go, let's kick it all off. The Grind, Volume 176.
We'll be right back. For 30 years, Winnipeg's propagandy have been sounding off on social change as loudly as they can. From how to clean everything to failed states, the band has spent 30 years promoting positive change. In September of 2015, propagandy recruited second guitarist Sulan Hygo for its most recent tour, and even this was a conscious move towards the progressive ideals. The group's longevity in the Canadian punk scene has not only been attributed to their heavy sound, but their political awareness and numerous contributions to various charities, which has also established their legacy as a highly respected one. The energy of their live performance alone could easily rival bands half their age, and musically they are both dynamic and exciting. They play with honest heart, which sets propagandy apart from the rest. Hey everybody, you're checking out The Grind. I'm Stacey Steele. We are in Calgary and we're chatting to members of Propagandy, and we are talking to Sulan and Todd. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. As we are audio recorded, tell us what you do in the band for those that don't know and first of hearing about Propagandy this evening.
I play guitar and do backup vocals.
Mm-hmm. I play bass and some lead vocals and a few backup vocals.
Awesome. You guys have been on your first tour of 2016 with your new guitarist, Sulan, here. You guys have played some shows back in December with a new lineup. How did the shows go, the fan reactions, and how was the first taste of a Canadian tour being so far for you, Sulan?
They've gone really well, you know, mm-hmm. just ideal, especially considering the situation of being kind of like a long-distance band at this point, where, you know, we just kind of cram like a week of practicing together right before the tour begins, and mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, just everything you could have hoped and more. They've just been really fun, and it's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many shows have you done so far?
This is the 10th one.
Yeah, 10th one? So,
yeah.
10? Nice.
Seems like we're getting more comfortable each time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like some peaks and then not really any valleys because we practice so hard.
Right.
Like me, Jordan, and Chris practice 5 times a week in Winnipeg, you know? So mm-hmm. it's only so far you can fall if you're doing that, you know?
How are you able to do practice on your own time when you're finished with touring? And do you do Skype or videos?
Well, I'll learn whatever list of songs that we're kind of aiming for at home. I guess the newer stuff, like in the last 2 records, are like the harder stuff. So since you guys did those like tab books, that definitely right. is what I learn off, and then all the other stuff off recordings. If I have any like problems, I'll just send an email and we'll kind of do any kind of send a video like, hey, can you clear up this part or anything like that. But yeah, it's, you know, it's worked well. It's definitely everyone has, like, none of us have really experienced this kind of right. like dynamic, mm-hmm. but it's working and it's cool, you know. It's good to get here at this point. And
the crowd reaction and reaction from people I know, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's so positive towards Sulan because she comes with like a real rockin' spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people can see it, you know.
I've seen a few of the videos online, and it's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
People have been responding really well by the looks of
it,
so
yeah.
really excited.
Like, yeah, I think mm-hmm. it's worked out really well for us, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Which element does a new member bring to the collective of the band? It's been a while since your last lineup changed as well.
Yeah, I guess different. Like
different energy,
even just in like just hanging around, a different personality, you know, and, mm-hmm. which is good. Different ideas, you know, just for what's she's playing or whatever. Like I said, kind of more, a little more energy and will to crush the people, you know. Mm-hmm. With
yeah. Is it tough to get into the spotlight after some time off? Yeah, you spent some downtime after your last tour for about a year, I'd say.
It's exciting, you know, like because mm-hmm. you're fresh and ready. You know, it's just like a little bit. Like sometimes it just takes like a show to pick our first show. Like I don't know if the crowd. Hopefully the crowd can't tell, but we felt like just Like this was the practice, you know, like we tried this, obviously our best, but we felt like
kind of disconnected. I don't want to say it was like a,
our wheels weren't like greased up, because it's the first, you know, like just getting on, you know, it's just like a, we didn't have the confidence yet, you know, by the second show we were flying.
So. That was it. Hey,
yeah it's kind of a
different
thrilling
than
thing.
Practicing and then you're getting out there and doing the same thing, but you're like, this is in front of, you know, crowds. And
yeah.
I mean, that's why you do it. So it's thrilling. It's new. And you know, you're, if it felt the same every time, it, why would you do it kind of thing? So it's like you, and the first one's always, you know, you almost forget what playing feels like for a moment, you know, and then like you get up there like, oh crap, like this is, again, it's exciting, it's thrilling, and it's fun, and you're just hoping for the best.
Have you, you've been in other bands before?
Yeah.
And you play, have you played shows similar to the crowds that you've been playing recently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe not as many people, especially people maybe knowing as much of the material. But yeah, I've played a good amount, like, for the last, I guess, decade or so, you know, just... kind of more on like a DIY kind of circuit, like in the east coast of the U.S. kind of thing. So yeah, so like playing is something that I feel comfortable with, but you know, it's again the excitement is playing with a new group, playing these kind of challenging and exciting songs.
Awesome. You guys have a ripping cover of our friends, the Rebel Spells' I Am a Rifle, which is amazing, I have to say. You guys mixed it at the Blasting Room. It was released last summer, and it's a tribute to Todd Jenkins, the singer who lost his life last year after a fall. Some of the proceeds went to the Wildlife Defense League. What inspired you guys to remake it the way that you did? And you performed it in Vancouver recently, a few days ago, with Aaron as well, I believe.
Yeah,
I saw the video of that.
Elliot
so
as well,
and Elliot, yes, that's right. So tell us a little bit about that whole thing, and we know the reason why you made it, but how you decided to choose that song.
I guess it's just one of the songs that we feel is one of the best ones, you know, and then I don't think we realized how high the vocals were. We're lucky we tune like a step lower than them, so I think me and Chris were going to be trading vocals, and then as soon as we heard how high it was, I'm just like, well, I'm out of this game already. So sang a little bit on the chorus, and but yeah, it's just Rebel Spell are kind of a,
you guys toured with them a few times as well.
Yeah, so they're friends, and they're like inspiring people, and in that they like actually do things, you know, and they try to live by, you know, what they, the way that their lyrics are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just kind of appreciate that, you know?
Do you find that they inspire you as a member of a band to better yourself as well, watching a band like that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's like, I guess in reality, like, there's so many inspiring people day to day, you know? It's just they're more... of more inspiring people, you know, which is kind of cool. Yeah, like I find there's like, yeah, there's so many inspiring people. They happen to be some of them.
You
Do you enjoy playing that song as well?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, it's like I haven't had the experience of knowing them as well, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, it's such a nice thing to pay tribute to someone everyone's close with, you know, and in a really nice way, you know,
oh, yeah.
just kind of like that was something that he wrote and he felt. So it's like just to kind of keep it alive, mm-hmm. like playing it kind of keeps him alive and everyone's thoughts. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and he was really, like a sincere and kind of, I don't know if intense is the word, but like...
He has presence.
Like, yeah, he had a lot of personality, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So like to lose someone like that is... To lose anyone sucks, but like, you know what I mean?
True punk rock guy.
Yeah, and someone who like really inspired the people around him. Like mm-hmm. you can see in his friends, and you know what I mean. Like a year or whatever later, they're still all crying. You know, like if I died, it'd probably be a week. And maybe
not.
A month. It's okay. let's see here. You guys are currently working on a follow-up to your sixth record after 2012's failed states already. It's been that long, with a possible release this autumn. Could you tell us a little bit about the writing or about this new album that's in the works and what themes you might be focusing on this time?
Well, yeah, we've been making just a bunch of tunes. The time we're really going to get down to serious business as soon as we are done this tour. We already are sort of, but mm-hmm. like, we have to turn the screws a little bit and get just more material and then really work on the lyrics. I think for all of us, like it's not so hard to be in a band and make riffs, you know,
mm-hmm.
But the hard part is to make them into like viable, meaningful songs with good lyrics. Like it's a complete difficult step, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the next thing. And I'm going to jam with Su Lin for a week after the tour, too. And just get riffs going, see what's happening, yeah. Yeah, we have no real answers, you know? It's just there's thin air, and you have to pull something meaningful and good out of thin air. And
mm-hmm.
it's no easier for us than it is for, you know, anyone else who plays music. So
mm-hmm.
it's like a... You know what I mean? It's just it's a hard hard journey if you want it to be good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's our goal, is to just, I think what we have going right now is pretty rocking. Like, we have so much different stuff on the
that's
go,
it.
You know?
Just be playing a few new things this evening?
One song, unless it was taken off the list.
Yeah.
Was it taken on? Yeah.
It wasn't on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never thought about that. I looked at the list and said, yeah, okay, sounds good.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, but we have been playing it, yeah.
Excellent. Are you experimenting? This is sort of like touching base on the last question I asked. Are you experimenting with any new sounds, any new direction that way with the way that you make music with your guitars and your bass, amps, pedals, things like that?
We'll find
out. Yeah, I guess this will happen
in
the next little while,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
So Todd's coming down, in like a week or so to Florida. We'll be jamming, so I guess we'll try to, you know, it's just the creative process, you just, it's kind of like in the moment, like whatever happens, whatever so you feel like really drives you and somehow moves you, inspires you,
mm-hmm.
you just want to maybe take a little chunk of that and make it come alive into a song, so, yeah, I guess there's no, like, one answer for that. It's kind of, that's what's the fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of surprising elements, and, like, definitely there's, like, things we're playing that we've never played before, and they're different, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
like, we're always trying to push ourselves, you know, to do different things and play different, you know, so, like, there's always the element that's just us, because we also just like to... riff and
mm-hmm.
you know, like have parts that are just straight ahead headbanging mayhem, you know, but there's lots of twists and winds that I don't think people have heard before from
mm-hmm.
us, so.
Excited to test them out and see how people react to them.
Yeah,
absolutely. After writing, recording, where do you find inspiration for creating new stuff?
I usually need to be kind of like hit, struck by it, you know, like something I see or something
just kind of happen randomly and
or even playing music, you're just riffing playing
same
a bunch
thing.
Of stuff, even going through guitar books and playing something, and then you know, you just kind of extrapolate ideas, and then you hit some notes you've never hit before, and you know, it kind of perks your interest, and then you kind of go after it, you know, or some timing or something that you've never done, or...
Yeah, I think it's what you said, where it's just like, sometimes you take, like, if you've learned a new concept or, like, a new idea of how to create, like a riff or any kind of musical part, sometimes that can be inspiring, or, like, to just try to use it in a very musical way, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know, where it's just trying to kind of push out of any kind of musical plateau and just, create something, like... maybe surprises even yourself, you know. I think that's kind of fun. It's just for me, like, at least, like, I like to just kind of explore the instrument. It's kind of meditative and just kind of sitting there with the guitar, and it's almost like being a little kid, you know, and you're just kind of zoning out and just exploring, you know? And then you just, when it, you feel like you've played something, that's like, that's it, like, it's like, you know, and just kind of try to take it somewhere else.
And I think you have to believe that, like always, that your best days are, like, coming, you know what I mean? Like you truly have to feel like, okay, no one's seen this yet, you know, we're gonna bust it, you know, and
absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Continually, like, working on your craft to see what, how much better you can prove to yourself, almost, not really anybody else, but to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, oh, let's see how it goes in this direction, and if it flies, wicked. If not, I like it anyway. And
yeah, exactly.
Kind of go with it,
and
that
sometimes
way.
Even try and. Like, a few little things that, like, you know, other people might think is dumb on the surface, but by the time you've wound it through your own voice, they're like, they see, like, oh, that's not, that wasn't, you know, like, when they hear it, they're not thinking that was dumb, they're thinking, fuck, I haven't heard that, that happened before, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Like, and of course, like, with just the instruments and that, it's, and a world of people being creative, it's not as, you know, like earth shattering as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, they're like, oh, but, well, let's see what you got, kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's cool.
So,
awesome.
Off Supporting Cast, this is Night Letters. We'll be right back.
Propagandi. You guys have roots as a punk rock band with the element of metal, and punk rock is a genre and movement that's firmly rooted in vinyl releases. That being said, what are your thoughts on digital media? Do you think that physical music would become obsolete one day, or do you think there will always be a need for vinyl, which is a big love for most of us that are involved with music as well? So
maybe as long as our generation's around, you know, because people have amassed these big record collections and, you know, they're fun to look at, mm-hmm. and it's like nostalgic, but probably the next generation doesn't give a shit, you know. And I don't understand digital media, really. Like, our songs are on Spotify and stuff. I don't know how they got there. I don't know if we get paid for them. I don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Same, like, I don't know where we get paid. I don't know who collects it. Yeah, I don't know anything. You know what I mean?
It's all
which
shadow
I should.
And, yeah, it's
yeah, so
important to know also where your music is going.
Yeah.
You know, when you have it on the internet, I suppose, as opposed to physical media.
Yeah, and you don't know who's downloading it from where or why or what, and, you know. Yeah, it just seems none of the money gets back to the band anyway, unless it's a physical copy. So, mm-hmm. like, I kind of hope that that stays in a way. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe I'm being optimistic here, but I'm hoping that there's still going to be, like, a culture of people who just like the aesthetic of having a physical copy of a record. Mm-hmm. It's like, it feels more like... you have it. It's not like, oh, hey, vacuum. Where it's just like, yeah, you just feel like there's something that I think connects you more when it's, I don't know, you can just have it in your hand rather than really pressing a button. And like the everything connected with like the artwork and so yeah, like, and I think there still is an interest there. It's kind of it's a little bit, I think, harder to come by, maybe because digital's so, I guess, more easier, you know? Like, you don't have to move with any of it. It's not a physical, it's not something you have to carry, but...
I think it is, it's disappointing to make a record and have it, just... cut into pieces, and compressed. Mm-hmm. Cut into pieces where no one's getting a full thing. Like you put your lyrics in and all that. You know, no one sees the lyrics. Like sometimes I'll see on YouTube people crying about the lyrics, but they're not understanding because they haven't read them. They're just hearing a couple snippets on YouTube and then crying about it. You know, it's like you don't even have a clue what it's about. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah.
Being public about the many global issues you believe in, what have you learned about being that band, addressing and educating fans and media about these things most people could push aside or not really care or have any idea about? Has this inspired other bands or artists to follow a similar path within their creative craft, do you think?
Well, I'm sure it's inspired somebody somewhere, you know, but I don't know if so much we're like educators as much as we're just expressing ourselves, you know, like but having said that, just the way the world works is like humans inspire and educate each other by everything they do or say, you know, so yeah.
Sorry, everybody. The hotel lobby.
That's a vacuum in here.
Yeah, it's super good. Gotta keep the place clean. What's the one thing each of you would like to work on as your role in the band? After tour.
Big question.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I gotta work on lyrics.
Lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, because like, I have lots of riffs, I have lots of stuff. I just have to have, like, vague ideas, but I usually have to get seriously down to business and write, like, many notebooks worth of lyrics.
Lyrics together? Is it mostly just you and Chris?
It's been me and Chris with a couple lines here or there from Jord.
Mm-hmm.
Like every now and then he'll have a thought and hand it off to us or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I would say that's like just like a couple lines or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's another endeavor, you know? Like to be an average person like us and make something of quality takes like a huge amount of work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not a writer, I'm not a poet, I'm just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So to have something that equals the things that I love and listen to, I have to put in maybe 20 times as much work.
Mm-hmm.
Although maybe not, because I don't know how much work the people that I love are putting in. You know, it could be double what I'm putting in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like, I think everyone on Earth who's successful puts in a certain effort, you know?
Yeah.
And I just know that I have to be one of them, and that's what I'm doing when I get home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess, I'm pretty excited for Todd to come down and for, to see where my own, aesthetic as a guitarist will kind of ease its way into the propaganda kind of sound and aesthetic. And so that should be a kind of a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's about it, you know.
Keep on riffing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's been the most rewarding part about being in propaganda.
You can maybe ask.
It's a pretty awesome experience, from the get-go.
Of course, and part of it, especially when one dude's sitting right here, it's easier to answer when they're not a friend of me. on one hand, it's kind of dreamlike because I think that, that fan is always going to exist in there, and so it's like, holy crap, this is awesome, playing some of the songs that I've just really... listened to, enjoyed, and felt really influenced my taste and my brain. So there's on one hand, it has this kind of awesome, the connection's even bigger just because I'm experiencing it.
Absolutely,
with the guitar, and the shows. Then on the other hand, it's just also being in a band with just people who just love the shit out of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just love music, and what you were saying, you just work so hard on making the best possible songs.
Mm-hmm.
Every detail matters, and I think, I kind of come from, the same background where I love that kind of, that work ethic, almost like you're just, studying and honing in your craft, obsessively, just because you don't want it to be half-assed, you want it to be, awesome, so that's, and they're just cool dudes, so,
absolutely.
It's just, it's a
What's really your favorite song to play live?
Duplicate Keys is pretty fun.
Yeah.
For the heavy kind of it's just an awesome song from start to finish, like a roller coaster ride, and the guitar parts are super fun.
Off the Failed States album, this is Propagandy's Duplicate Keys.
So, like, from a guitar standpoint, I think, you know, and, like, I think about that, but, and then sometimes, you know, lyrically, there's, like, other songs that hit me. So, I mean, it's, I think from start to finish, the set just has moments of, like, oh, this makes me feel bad. Just, like, again, just like a, like, if I was in the crowd, but it's kind of nice to be looking down the guitar and making it, helping the engine run.
What's your favorite song to play live?
I like playing duplicate keys
that
too.
One too, yeah.
I think it depends to me on the night, you know?
Yeah, too.
Like, especially when, like, for me, like, it's like I have the songs I sing, like, I can relax more and kind of have more fun in a way when Chris is singing. Mm-hmm. But there's also something you get out of singing yourself, even though it's maybe less fun at the moment because it's more difficult because you're trying to play the riffs and sing and, you know, this is going on. But sometimes, like, those moments when you're singing are, like, the most powerful because your body's kind of doing it, you know, and, and, like, you wrote the lyrics, you wrote the, you know what I mean?
It's like you in music form.
Yeah. So, like, I'm back and forth. Like, I like it all. Like, you know what I mean? When Chris is singing, and you have these friends, you know, like, okay, right now I'm, my friend said this, and fucking, I'm here too, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what I, like, you say, what do you most like about having been in the band? It's like to be able to express yourself, but also to not express just yourself, but you're expressing yourself and your friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like over time, like our sound guys, Sulin, us, like everybody, like I've been like hanging around with Jordan and Chris for so long, and our sound guy Barney, you know, it's just like after a while, it's like they like really are like, we're like family in a weird way. Like we all live like within a block, you know, like not a block, but like a few blocks,
very
you
close.
Know, and
very close.
we see each other every day at 2 o'clock, you know, like no matter what, there we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can, like on the dot, there's like I half the time run into Jordan on the street, you know, because we left at the same second, you know, it's just like that kind of groove is,
you don't see that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, so, like, Chris and Jordan, like, they've known each other since high school, you know?
Yeah.
So just kind of, just the endless train of, like, you know, this kind of thing, you know?
I think, you know, it's like when you're saying, you know, I haven't known you guys as long, but just kind of, like, I think music is, like, if you talk about the lyrical aspect. I mean, I'm musical, but it's just, it's everyone's story, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, when you're singing a song, it's like your story, your experiences, even like your experiences back in the day and your experiences now, and they're all part of your kind of like your human history, you know, your timeline, and that's what's nice about it too, is even though I've just gotten to know you guys recently, I feel like in a way I've also known you just because of I've been listening to your songs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then but what's cool from playing perspective, because some of my other favorite songs, like I like Without Love and Dear Coach's Corner, because they're, you know, like there's good narratives, like Without Love, it's like everyone can relate to that.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, like everyone's lost someone and kind of felt that, like trying to understand it, and there is no logic behind it. You know, so it's like those kind of moments have a, you know, if it's the right night and your guitar's not messing up, you can really enjoy those words, which last night it messed up during that song, which sucked.
Without Love, off supporting cast.
Tragedy and I was the first to finally fade away from my grandfather's memories. Will howl until the day my memories of him finally fade away, dissolving into gray. It's breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes. I bonded with the universe to take my life instead of hers. But no amount of money, drugs, or tears could keep her here. What purpose did her suffering serve? Is breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of precious breath you've ever wasted. So much misery, so much indifference to so much suffering. We can become tempted by appeals to hatred. This world ain't nothing more than what we make of it. Revenge ain't no solution.
I have a similar feeling to her in that, like I listened to Propagandhi for 4 or 5 years before I joined, too. You know? Like, I was at the first out-of-town Propagandhi show, started going at the Albert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I listened to them before Samson, you know what I mean? Like, just like, so I had the same thing, just like when I joined, I was like, I already understand this. Like, I lived with Chris, you know, toured with Propaganda, you know?
It was just like a natural fit.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I know what they're going for, and I can help them achieve it, you know? And, like, I think Sue Lynn's the same. Like, she knows what we're going for, and she can help us get there, you know? So, I think it's kind of important, you know? And I think that's what we're looking for when we're looking for a guitar player, you know? Like, who can help us get what we want, you know, like out of this band without like going down, or we didn't even want to stay the same. Like, we wanted our plateau to go up, you know? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting and welcome. This is really great. So we're all excited, and everybody I've talked to is totally stoked.
Yeah, good.
The shows and new music coming and, you know, new members and everything. So it's been a positive thing to hear about as a person in the media as well, and friends that are in bands as well. So everybody's really excited. And
awesome.
And totally stoked. So it's like a feeling all around. So
Nice, we're all on it together.
Any last words? Any bands that you want to throw out that you think are amazing? Or
Since we're in Calgary, Beyond Possession.
Yes. Okay.
Best show I ever saw in my life.
Yep.
From Calgary, Beyond Possession.
Oh, any what
any
I say?
Anyone you want? Anyone you bands are listening to?
Hey, Marisa. That's just people I know.
That's all right. That's all good.
Any bands that I like? It's Mark Rebo, my favorite guitar player. Mary Alverson, Nels Klein.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Stacey.
Thank you very much. You can check out all things Propagandy at propagandy.com, propagandy.bandcamp.com, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and all other various places lurking on the internet. Thanks again.
Right on.
That was sickening last week, by the way.
What?
That's
what is going
junk.
On with you here?
No, it's not. What is this stuff on here? We're Hockey Night in Canada, and we're talking about saving the world and all that stuff. Let's talk hockey.
Well, that's the whole idea behind December the 25th.
Let's talk about some good guys.
Okay.
Let's talk about the grind.
Yeah.